Yes, my friends, now we'll move on to the 10th chapter of your syllabus, which is named as Questionable Accounting Practice. Now, what do you understand from this word, Questionable Accounting Practice? What comes in your mind when you see this, when the word comes to you, that Questionable Accounting Practice? Yes, I want to ask you, what do you mean by Questionable Accounting Practice? Yes, you're watching me right now, right? So I'm asking you to the question, what is questionable accounting? Questionable accounting, yeah. Tell me. Yes? I'm not getting you. What you're saying? It means fraud. Very good. That's great. What is the next meaning? Means what comes in your mind when you use the word questionable accounting? Questionable accounting means manipulating the concept of financial accounting and using it in your way in order to earn the best out of it for the personal, in the personal interest, not in the interest of the company. You are manipulating the concepts of accounts and taking the rewards and the bonuses and the benefits for your personal interest, not with, to the interest of the company. Whatever goes wrong, it is for the company, not for you, but you are getting the maximum, the benefit out of it. So you are manipulating all the concepts. So questionable accounting means you are manipulating the concepts and making the fraud and getting the benefit out of for your personal interest. That is called questionable accounting. Now questionable accounting is because of two major things which leads to questionable accounting. That first we will find out the reason why questionable accounting practice is done by the people. And who do this questionable accounting practice? Let's see with the next slide. Top management receive rewards based on corporate result. Means what? If they show the results, if they get the corporate results, if they show different kinds of growth in the companies by any way, any manner, not by ethical way, but by unethical way, if they show the growth, since they know that if they show the growth, they get rewards and bonuses. Top management holds significant control over the company's policy. Since they are at the top level management, they are not answerable to everyone. And they hold a significant position in the company's policy. So they can manipulate the policy, they can change the policy. So these two factors together prompt a greedy management to adopt questionable accounting practices to beef the bottom line up. These two factors means since top level management know that they will get rewards only when they give the corporate result. So for getting result, they go to any extent. Since they hold a significant position, since they are not answerable to everyone, only few people they are answerable to. So they take the advantage of that. They change the policies of the company and in their favor, not in the favor of the company. This too leads to greedy management, which leads to follow of questionable accounting practices in order to get the advantage of the power which they are enjoying in the company. So they are taking undue advantage of the power which they are enjoying in the company since they are at the top level management. So that leads to questionable accounting. Now in this chapter there are many case studies which is there given in the textbook. We are going to discuss some of the case studies here in this session. And many are there in your textbook. You go through that because I am not going all the case studies, but few of them I am discussing with you in general, right? So first, now some of the top management says they are not answerable to anyone. They are answerable to few. So they spend big amount. They spend big amount on themselves using the principle of maturity. Now what happened, you know, since maturity concept you know very well, ki some of the expense, suppose if the business operation, suppose say example traveling expense, suppose traveling expense of a courier company DHL, if I am talking about DHL, so in the courier service traveling expense is a huge amount. Suppose they are spending 100 crores on traveling expense, right, for the courier boys who travel here and there and deliver the couriers, right? So what they did, 100 crores is the traveling expense. Now in this, the top level management spent traveling expense on them, right? And they a big amount on them, Suppose 100 crores is the traveling expense, and I'm just talking about the materiality concept. Suppose traveling expense is 100 crores, and in that, if you spend 10,000 or 1 lakh traveling expense on the person who is the pune of the company, who is going here and there to get collect the check and to deliver, to deposit the check, is going into this party people or that party to collect the check. So at that time, company has spent 1 lakh rupees. If they don't write that, that will not affect the company's profit to the much extent. So you may ignore that on the basis of materiality concept, because it is immaterial. That small expense is immaterial in front of 100 crores expense. If in front of 100 crores, if you don't write 1 lakh rupees expense, that is allowed as per the materiality concept. The materiality concept says that the things which are significant to the profit, the transaction which is having a significant effect on the profit, has to be shown in the books. And the things which are immaterial or insignificant and which is not affecting your profit in a much proportion, negligible amount, that can be ignored. If you ignore that, the accounting will not have, the profit will not of the company will not have much effect. So on the basis of that, you can ignore that. If you ignore, there will not be any serious action taken against you. So in materiality concept, you can hide the small expenses, negligible expense, which is not affecting your profit in a much proportion. That is allowed as per the materiality concept. Materiality concept says that negligible expense means small expenses which are not so immaterial, which is not affecting the profit much, can be ignored, for which no serious action will be taken against you. So manipulating this concept, the Walmart company, today it is Walmart company, but previously it was Kmart. The Kmart company director, they used to travel to various countries, you know, in the name of the meeting which they are going to conduct for exploring the business. They used to tell the company that they are going to explore the business to various country. They are visiting to various country, you know, to explore the business. What they used to do, they used to not prepare the budget for that. They used to spend lots of amount. They used to spend traveling expenses with their family. They used to travel with their family in the company's private chartered plane, and you spend huge amount of money, and they were not showing that expenses on the name, in the name of materiality concept. What happened? Because of this habit, it has created a huge loss to that company, and the Kmart company came down. Afterwards, the management has been thrown out and the new management came, and they made this company again to grow up, and now today that company has started with a new name called Walmart. Right, so this is how they manipulated, the management people, the top level management people manipulated the materiality concept, spending huge amount on themselves and not showing in the balance sheet on the basis of the materiality concept. So this was one of the case study of questionable accounting. Right, now next, some of the company used to practice, you know, since the directors of the company, the top level management are the directors of the company, they used to suppose they want the loan. So they, if they go to the market and take the loan from the financial institute, they may get loan at a very high rate. So what they used to do, since they are not answerable to anyone and they are enjoying the power in the company, since they are at the top level management, they used to take loan from the company. If company didn't have any money to give the loan to them, what they used to do, they take the loan in the name of the company, that as if company is taking loan. So company, they used to take the loan from the financial institute, say example at the rate of 12% per annum interest in the name of the company. That they made the company to take the loan from the financial institute at 12%, and that amount they just show an entry that this amount is given loan to the directors of the company at 6%, since they are not answerable to anyone. So what happened here? Company is paying 12% interest to the financial institute. That amount is used to give loan to the directors of the company because that entry has been shown. So this is not wrong. The entry is not wrong. The process is also not wrong, but it is not ethical because they made the company to take loan from the financial institute outside by at the rate of 12%, and that same amount is utilized by them as a loan taken from the company by the directors at 6%. So they are paying to the company at 6%, but company is paying to the financial institute 12%. So company is suffering a loss. So they are showing a loss to the company, but they are enjoying because they are enjoying 6%. Because they are getting, if this loan they would have taken directly from the financial institute, they have to be paid 12%. But what they did, since they are enjoying the top level management, they are not answerable to anyone. They did what? They took the loan in the name of the company from the financial institute, and that loan amount they have shown as this, that they have taken the loan from the company. Right, at the rate of 6%. This is an example I'm just shown, because since they're, so that is a questionable accounting practice. Because of that, company suffered a loss of 6%. And if it is carried on to longer time, company may come to an end. So this is a questionable accounting practice. Grant loan to themselves without the knowledge of each other or inconvenience of a few other people to know. Understood. So this is one of the questionable accounting practice which companies directors, some of the companies directors has done. Right. Now, one more example, one of the company, what they had a sister concern. Now, what is sister concern? Sister concern means if I'm the director of the company is having 49% share in some other company, automatically that company become a sister concern. It become a subsidiary company. So in that, if you are not holding more than 50%, if you are holding less than 50% share, it becomes a sister concern. So in that, the director of the company is having 49% share in that, so that becomes a sister concern company. In a sister concern company, there is a facility, there is a concept that permits you to keep the transaction off from the balance sheet. Means some of the directors used to make WH purchases and sales under the cover of subsidiary company where they just own below 50% equity. Means they used to make a WS purchases. Means they used to make purchases. Suppose in the market, if you are getting 2 rupees, that particular raw material or particular product, but the director told that subsidiary company to sell that product at 10 rupees. Though you are getting at 2 rupees, but they told that the director of that company told that subsidiary company to sell the product to our company at 10 rupees. So that company is getting 10 rupees. Though that product is in the market is available at 2 rupees, but that company is selling this company a product at 10 rupees. So they are getting a profit of 8 rupees. So in that 8 rupees, I am getting 49%. So I made a WH purchase. But this is not shown because there is one facility, one concept which runs in a subsidiary company that if you are owning less than 50% equity in a particular company, then that permit you to keep this transaction off from the balance sheet as they need not to be reported since it is a sister concern. For example, suppose you have a joint family, right? And joint families, kitchen is different in your family, but you have a joint family. Suppose one family asks one cup of milk from another family. So they will take cup of milk from another family, but that is not shown. Because since it is a subsidiary sister, it is a joint family, they will not write that this family has taken, Chachaji has taken one cup of milk from our family. They will not write that because one joint family. Why they will write? Since same concept is there in the sister concern company. Suppose if your company is having less than 50% share of that company, particular company, any company, then that company will become sister concern. So whatever transaction is taking place between that company and your company may be kept off from the balance sheet. It is permission given in this type of company. So we have the directors of the company, that the top level management people have manipulated this concept for their benefit. Right? Then there is one more questionable accounting practice of revenue recognition. Now I will tell you what is revenue recognition. You know, you may have heard about Modi Xerox company. Now Modi Xerox company was a company who used to manufacture Xerox machine. Now Xerox machine has become very cheaper, but at that time when we were using typewriters, computer were just in the hands of few people, because it was very costly, because it was not possible for each and every person to buy a computer. So they used to type. At that time, Xerox machine was a new invention in the market, as a new technology invention, a new era of a technology, that you can get the Xerox instead of typing, instead of writing, you got the Xerox. So Modi Xerox company was the first company who have invented Xerox machine. At that time, Xerox machine, buying a Xerox machine is a huge investment. It was costing 5 to 6 lakh rupees. Xerox machine, small Xerox machine was costing at that time 5 to 6 lakh. Now you get, at 5 lakhs, you get color Xerox as well as many other facility machine. But at that time, a normal Xerox machine in which you get a black and white copy, they used to get at 5 lakhs. So it is not possible for each and every company to buy that machine for that purpose, but they need that Xerox machine. So what they used to do, the Modi Xerox company used to give them on lease basis, on rental basis, that machine. Lease, on lease basis. You know what is lease? Means you are getting that machine in your company, in your premises, but you are not buying that, but you are paying the lease for a particular period. Say for 1 year, 2 year, 3 year. That is called on lease basis. So the director, the top level management, what they did, you know, they supplied 100 Xerox machine to one company. Suppose on lease basis. 100 Xerox machine for say 100 crores for 10 years. So 100 crores for 10 years. How many years? So they had made a contract with the company that we are giving you 100 machines at 100 crores for 10 years. Means you can use this Xerox machine for 10 years, and after 10 years our company will get back this machine back to their company. Okay, so that was a lease agreement signed with the company. So they got 100 crores. So they took that 100 crores check and submitted and deposited in the company's account, and they show that they had made such a great transaction that they got 100 crores. So what they did, you know, they showed that 100 crores as this year's income. Right, and they took the bonus and rewards and they left the company. So the company was very happy that company is getting 100 crores rupees ka income. Yeah, so Modi Xerox company were very happy at the time of that income which they received. The first time they received the check of 100 crores, so they gave rewards and bonuses to that particular people who have done this transaction happen. And taking that bonus, they left the company. That particular people left the company. After a year, when the Modi Xerox company was expecting another check of 100 crores, so they waited for 1 month, second month, third month. And the third month, they called up that company. They called that company, "Sir, where is your check?" So that opposite company asked, "Which check, sir?" "Well, sir, we had given 100 Xerox machine to you." "Yes, you are right, sir. So in that we had an agreement with you for 10 years. "Yes, you are right. So you had given a check of 100 crores." "Well, yes, I have given a check of 100 crores, but that 100 crores was for 10 years. At that time, Modi Xerox company was shocked, because the top level management people told that this 100 crores is for that particular year. They had created a scene that this 100 crores for this particular year. They have not told the company that this 100 crores is for 10 years. That means revenue recognition is not done properly. The concept of revenue recognition, actually the revenue of that particular year was only 10 crores. Because 100 crores is for 10 years. That means for 1 year it is 10 crores, right? So revenue, as per revenue recognition, this year's income is 10 crores. But they were not told that. Because of that, Modi Xerox company had come down in the year 1996. That was a questionable accounting fraud has taken place in that company. But after that, the lady, means the owner of that company was a lady. She had made that company again to come up. She had done very good job and made again that company to stand in the market. Still today, Modi Xerox is there. Otherwise, it was not possible for that company to again stand up on his feet after such a big. I just gave an example of 100 crores, but it was not 100 crores, it was more than that. But this had happened in that particular company in the year 1996. So that was a questionable accounting practice. So this was some of the questionable accounting practices, which is an example only in USA, means USA people, all this questionable accounting practice was pointed out in the in countries like USA. In India, questionable accounting practice case is there only came out, which came out. Actually, questionable accounting practice top level management do, definitely they do, but it is exposed only in one company called Satyam Computers. You may heard about that. Satyam, Mr. Raju has done the questionable accounting practice with the help of PwC auditor. Both of them together made a dubious thing in the transaction in the company, and in which both minted money hugely. Today they have more asset than the company has. So that company is saved because Tech Mahindra has taken the Mahindra and Mahindra company has taken that company. So now it has become Tech Mahindra, right? But Mr. Raju Ramlingam has made questionable accounting concept, means you manipulated many accounting concepts and generated money for himself, since he was at a top level management. So he was not answerable to everyone. He made everyone happy by giving more and more what they expected, but at the same time he was collecting money from the company by various dubious transactions, and because of that, one day that company has come down. Means that company has been saved by Tech Mahindra, but the shareholders suffered a huge loss at that time. So some of the examples we have from various countries of the world, from that we should take some of the information, some of the lessons from that, and try to avoid that such type of questionable accounting to be happen in our company. So that's all for this chapter. We'll move on to the next chapter, which is the 11th chapter, right? So that is the last chapter of your portion. So revise this, revise the various case studies are there in your, more case studies are there. Some of the case studies I just explained to you, Modi Xerox, Kmart and all that. So there are other case studies also, which is there in your textbook. Just follow that. Questionable accounting is nothing but doing, manipulating the concept of the accounts and getting it, the results and the getting the benefit out of that for the personal interest of few people, not for the company or to the shareholders. Thank you very much.